Understand how AI agents, vibe coding, and agent-based marketing are changing work, programming, business, and the meaning of skill. For a long time, people used computers like tools. A tool waits for you. A hammer does nothing until you pick it up. A calculator does nothing until you type numbers into it. Early AI often felt similar. You asked a question and it answered. It helped with writing, explaining, translating, or summarizing. That was already useful, but it still felt like a smart tool. Now the interesting shift is from tool to coworker. An AI agent can take a goal and work through several steps. It can plan, search, write, compare, check, repair, and report back. This means AI is moving from answering to doing. Warm up. What kind of work do you already ask AI to help with? Would you rather have an AI assistant that writes, researches, codes, or checks your work? What is one task that should still need human approval before AI does it? The main change is not that AI can write faster than a person. The deeper change is that AI can connect actions together. A normal chatbot may answer one question. An agent can receive a goal, make a plan, use tools, notice problems, and try again. This changes the human role. In the past, a person had to perform many small tasks directly. In the future, one person may control a small team of digital helpers. The person becomes less like a worker doing every small step and more like a director who gives goals, checks quality, and decides what matters. The wild idea is this: one teenager with good judgment and AI tools may soon do work that once needed a small company. Imagine you want to create a small online business. In the past, you might need many people: a researcher, a writer, a designer, a programmer, a marketer, and a customer support person. With AI agents, one person may be able to run a simpler version of that whole team. One agent researches the market, another writes a first draft, another checks grammar, another writes code, another tests the website, another turns customer comments into improvement ideas. This does not mean humans become useless. It means humans move up one level. The human must choose the direction. The human must decide what is useful, true, ethical, beautiful, and worth publishing. A good agent is like a very fast assistant with no life experience. AI agents are exciting because they can act, but that is also why they are dangerous. If a chatbot gives a wrong answer, the mistake usually stays in the chat. If an agent can send emails, edit files, publish content, buy products, or change code, one mistake can become real damage. This changes the question from, can AI do this, to, should AI be allowed to do this without human approval? Technology often gives power before people develop wisdom. A car gives movement, but it also needs brakes. AI agents give action power, so they need limits, review, and responsibility. The best mental model is this: treat an AI agent like a brilliant but inexperienced intern. It may be fast, it may surprise you, but you should not let it control important things without checking. Programming used to require strict technical knowledge. You had to understand syntax, files, functions, libraries, errors, and many small details before you could build something useful. Vibe coding changes the entry point. Instead of starting with code, you start with intention. You describe what you want in normal language, and AI creates a first version. Then you test it, complain about what feels wrong, ask for changes, and repeat. For example, you might say, build a simple app that helps tourists find ramen shops near a station. Let them filter by price, English menu, vegetarian options, and distance. The AI creates something. Maybe it is ugly, maybe it half works, but now you have a prototype. You can react to it and improve it. Vibe coding gives people power, but power can be dangerous when understanding is weak. A person may build an app that looks good, but they may not understand what is happening inside. The code may have security problems. The data may be stored badly. The app may break when many people use it. This creates a new problem: surface success. Something looks finished, but under the surface it is fragile. It is similar to cooking with a robot chef. If you only say, make dinner, and the food looks nice, you may think everything is fine. But did the robot use safe ingredients? Did it cook the food properly? You still need enough knowledge to judge the result. The best style is responsible vibe coding. Build fast, test slowly. Let AI draft, but let humans verify. Use speed, but protect quality. Marketing used to be aimed directly at people. A person saw your website, watched your video, read your post, or visited your shop. The business tried to make a clear impression on the human customer. Now there is a new possibility. Before the customer meets your business, their AI assistant may meet it first. Imagine someone asks, "What is the best English school near me for a shy high school student?" The AI may read websites, reviews, maps, prices, lesson descriptions, and teacher profiles. Then it may recommend one or two options. This is agent-based marketing. The customer may not search the internet alone. Their agent searches, compares, summarizes, and explains. In the future, your first customer may be a machine that decides whether a human should even notice you. If AI agents help people choose products and services, businesses need to become easier to understand. Confusing businesses may become invisible. A good business page should clearly answer who it is for, what problem it solves, what result people can expect, why people should trust it, and what the next step is. For example, "We offer English lessons" is true, but it is weak. Many schools offer English lessons. A stronger message is, "We help shy Japanese high school students speak English more confidently through low-pressure conversation practice and custom lessons." This is better because it says who it is for, what problem it solves, and what kind of result the student can expect. In the AI age, clarity becomes a survival skill. If AI cannot understand your value, it may not recommend you. If humans cannot understand your value, they may not trust you. At first, AI seems to reduce the value of human skill. If AI can write, code, design, summarize, and research, what is left for humans? The answer is judgment. When machines produce more output, the world becomes noisier. There will be more articles, more apps, more videos, more websites, more messages, and more fake expertise. In a noisy world, the valuable person is not the one who produces the most. The valuable person is the one who can decide what is worth keeping. Judgment means asking, is this true? Is this useful? Is this safe? Is this honest? Does this solve the real problem? AI can generate possibilities. Humans must choose direction. Imagine a student who wants to create a small website about Japanese food for foreign tourists. Without AI, the project may feel overwhelming. The student needs English, design, research, photos, maps, code, and marketing. With AI agents and vibe coding, he can break the project into parts. A research agent finds common problems foreigners have in ramen shops. A writing agent writes simple English explanations for ticket machines. A coding agent creates a basic page. A marketing agent suggests titles that tourists might search. A review agent checks whether the English is clear for B1 learners. The student is not doing nothing. The student is directing. They choose the goal, check the truth, remove bad ideas, and improve the final result. This is the new learning model. Students do not only learn answers, they learn how to organize intelligence around a goal. AI agents, vibe coding, and agent-based marketing all point to the same future. Work is becoming less about doing every small task by hand and more about designing systems. People who can think clearly, explain goals, test results, and act responsibly will gain a huge advantage. But this future is not automatically good. AI can make good people more powerful, but it can also make lazy thinking more dangerous. It can help one person create a useful business, or help one person spread low-quality, confusing, or harmful work faster than ever. The deepest lesson is not AI will do everything. The deeper lesson is this: AI multiplies intention. If your intention is clear, it gives you power. If your thinking is confused, it multiplies confusion. Question 1. What is the main difference between a normal AI chatbot and an AI agent? Answer 1. A chatbot usually answers one request, while an AI agent can work through several connected steps toward a goal. Discussion 1. If you had one AI coworker, what kind of work would you want it to do for you? Question 2. Why does the human still matter if AI agents can do many tasks? Answer 2. The human still matters because AI can create speed, but humans provide direction, values, responsibility, and quality judgment. Discussion 2. What human skill do you think AI cannot replace easily? Judgment, taste, responsibility, or empathy? Why? Question 3. Why can AI agents be more dangerous than normal chatbots? Answer 3. They can be more dangerous because they may take real actions, so a mistake can affect files, money, messages, code, or public information. Discussion 3. What kind of task should always need human approval before an AI agent does it? Question 4. What does vibe coding mean? Answer 4. Vibe coding means building software through conversation with AI, starting from intention and improving the result through testing and feedback. Discussion 4. Would vibe coding make more people creative, or would it create many low-quality products? Explain your view. Question 5. What is surface success in vibe coding? Answer 5. Surface success is when a product looks finished from the outside but is weak, unsafe, or poorly understood underneath. Discussion 5. If AI builds something that works but you do not understand it, should you publish it? Why or why not? Question 6. What does agent-based marketing mean? Answer 6. It means businesses must communicate clearly in a world where AI assistants help customers search, compare, and choose. Discussion 6. If an AI assistant described your business, club, or project, what would you want it to understand clearly? Question 7. Why is "we offer English lessons" a weak marketing message? Answer 7. It is too general. It does not say who the lessons are for, what problem they solve, or why the school is different. Discussion 7. Write one clear sentence for a business, club, or project you know. Question 8. Why does judgment become more valuable when AI creates more content? Answer 8. Judgment becomes more valuable because people need to choose what is true, useful, safe, and worth keeping in a world with too much output. Discussion 8. What is more important in the AI age, knowing many facts or asking better questions? Why? Question 9. What role does the student play in the human AI project? Answer 9. The student plays the role of director. They set the goal, check the truth, reject weak ideas, and improve the final result. Discussion 9. How would school change if students could use AI agents but had to explain and defend their final work? Question 10. What does it mean to say AI multiplies intention? Answer 10. It means AI makes your goals stronger and faster, so clear thinking becomes more powerful and confused thinking can create more confusion. Discussion 10. What kind of person should you become if you want AI to make your life better instead of more confusing? Final speaking. Which idea from this lesson feels most important for your own future? Agents, vibe coding, marketing clarity, or judgment? Final speaking. What is one small AI workflow you could test responsibly this month? The future worker is not just a user of tools. The future worker is a director, tester, editor, and ethical decision maker. This does not mean everyone must become a professional programmer or AI engineer. It means everyone needs a better relationship with powerful tools. The practical skill is not blind trust, it is guided trust. You let AI draft, search, compare, and speed things up, but you keep responsibility for the final result. That is why judgment, clarity, testing, and honest explanation may become the most important skills of all.